Your feet keep you active and moving through life, but for diabetics, extra care needs to be taken to treat and guard against dangerous foot wounds. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Kevin Derrickson, a podiatrist at Capital Regional Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, a podcast from Capital Regional Medical Group. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Derrickson, first of all, what exactly are diabetic foot ulcers?
Diabetic foot ulcers is a sore on the feet, most commonly caused from pressure. Starts as a callus, continues to have pressure, and it turns into a sore or ulcer.
I see. And so why is it more common in diabetics?
Yes, it's more common in diabetics because diabetics get what's called peripheral neuropathy. They lose the feeling in their feet. And so someone who's feeling a blister or that pressure that's building up a callus that gives you some pain, you lose that sensation. You don't feel it. It keeps going and it turns into the ulcer. So it's much more common in that population.
I see. So for a person without diabetes, it might manifest as a callus, but for a diabetic, it'll turn into an ulcer.
Yes. The callus, it's going to tell you it hurts. You're going to make an adjustment. You're going to see what it is, trim it down and make changes to your shoe wear with. But if you don't feel it, it keeps going into a sore that can get infected.
So let's talk about the most common treatments for these ulcers.
Most common treatments are, first we have to debride it down to healthier bleeding tissue to allow it to heal up. And then the main thing is addressing what caused it and getting the pressure off of that area to allow it to heal.
And how long does that healing process take?
Sure. Healing process will vary. I mean, diabetics also have some vascular issues, blood sugar issues that can make the healing take longer. So it varies.
I see. Is there a typical length of time? Are we talking weeks? Are we talking months?
Typically, we can get the ulcerations if the pressure is taken off, healed up within a few weeks.
Okay. And I'm curious as to why it is so important to treat diabetic ulcers early.
It's very, very important to treat them early because the infection rate is high and it can get into the bones. If the infection gets into the bones, then we're talking amputations of the toes, half the foot, losing the whole foot. It's very important to get to it early.
Now, in doing some research for this podcast, I've heard that sometimes people with necrotic skin on an ulcer can present themselves. Can you talk a little bit about what necrotic skin is and how you go about treating someone who presents with it?
Sure. Necrotic skin is just where the tissue starts to get infected, starts to lose blood supply, and starts to die, which is how it gets that way. So you have to trim back all the dead tissue or necrotic tissue back to healthier bleeding tissue to allow it to heal.
I see. And I'm sure that people that are listening to this who might be diabetic, they want to do everything that they can to prevent ulcers from happening. So do you have any best advice for helping them do that?
Sure. Best advice is to be checking the feet several times a day. Since they start to lose feeling, they need to check it to make sure that they haven't stepped on something, that something hasn't started that they didn't feel. So they need to check it a few times a day. And then once they've had an ulceration, we get them into the proper shoes to off-weight those areas like common bony prominences that can cause the callus leading to the sore. So we'll off-weight that with special shoes and inserts.
So when you say special shoes, does it just provide more cushioning or is it a wider arch? Talk a little bit about that.
Typical special shoes are like diabetic shoes, which just means they're wide enough to accommodate their foot deformities. They're tall enough so there's no areas that are rubbing. And then they have special inserts which are custom molded to their feet so that it evens out the pressure so there's not one area that's causing pressure that starts with that callus leading to the sore.
So, you know, just in wrapping up here, I imagine that you have seen so many of these cases present themselves to you. I am curious as to, in all of your experience, what's the one thing that you wish more diabetics knew before coming in to see you?
Usually it's just that they shouldn't wait. They need to come in as soon as they see a sore starting, or as soon as they see a callus changing color. So the callus will start with just regular skin that's building up on a pressure area, and then it starts to get bleeding into that tissue, which means it starts to turn dark, and then it'll break down, and it breaks down. You don't just immediately get a huge sore. It breaks down into a small sore, and that'll keep going. So it needs to be checked, and once they notice something, to come in sooner. Most of the time they wait until, or they don't realize until it's a full-blown infection and it's too late.
Yeah, and then obviously I'm sure it's much harder to treat then, right?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Derrickson. This has been hugely informative. That's Dr. Kevin Derrickson, a podiatrist at Capital Regional Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to capitalregionalmedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.